Mat Men is brought to you by Hover. Find a domain name for your great idea. Go to hover.com/matmen and get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's hover.com/matmen. Hover, domain names for your ideas. Hey, everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and I'm joined by the one, the only, Mr. Easy Pass himself, Rich Stambolian.
You can't get past me, bro.
What's your gimmick?
You know what? That's a good one. Easy has to stand for something.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like Easy E.
Yeah.
What would Easy be?
Easy P.
Easy
Pass. This Easy is going to be Zack Ryder's new gimmick when he comes back, by the way.
Yeah.
The Easy Pass.
The Easy Pass. How are you?
Good, man. How about you?
Good. Long week, but yeah. I feel good. I feel a little recharged.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The weather's been up and down.
The weather's been up and down. The city's been a disaster. I'm getting a phone call.
The
city's been a disaster. The trains have been, if you live in New York City and you take the Long Island Railroad,
or any
like
train.
Me, or any train, I feel your pain because I was stuck on Tuesday on a train, mm-hmm. on a Long Island Railroad train, for almost 2 hours.
Sucks, dude.
Stuck. Like, it was not moving.
Yeah.
Nothing was working. And I just took a Percocet and I just stared at the wall for 3 hours. So that was my day.
This is, if you live in New York, it has become a cold, hard fact of life where if you have to go somewhere, you have to leave an extra 45 minutes earlier.
It's like going to the airport. Anywhere. Yeah. Like, going to my house for you is like going to the airport. You got to leave an hour before.
Everything's like man. It's really weird. The M train is shutting off every weekend now in June.
Yeah.
So,
so you can't go anywhere. Terrible. Traffic and weather is on the nines. Mm-hmm. It is 10:29 a.m. here in New York. A lot happening in pro wrestling. Best of the Super Juniors. We got a pay-per-view coming up. Raw actually had a phenomenal main event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really good main event.
Solid.
4-star match, Dave Meltzer gave it, but nobody cared because nobody watched Raw. The lowest rate of 1.6 mm-hmm. rating, 2.4 million people watched, the lowest rated Raw ever. They have officially become ever the lowest rated Raw.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, they do well, generally.
Really?
I don't know. Generally, it's not like an affected holiday.
I just like didn't watch because I did my same move. I hung out in the house and I drank Bloody Marys all day. By the time wrestling came on, I was like,
I know Tuesday you were gone.
Time to go to bed. Tuesday, I was just like, it's not that I wasn't feeling it.
I
was just like hanging out at the house.
I had it on. Not very good, but we do have a lot to talk about, obviously. That and a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
SummerSlam is almost here, guys. You think about it.
SummerSlam's
that's crazy.
Almost here. We have Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules. We got Money
weekend.
In the Bank.
Yep.
A couple weeks after. So a lot to talk about. It before we do, I want to talk about our sponsor. That is not our sponsor. That's not our sponsor. That's not a sponsor. That's not a sponsor. That's not a sponsor. That is our sponsor.
Beautiful.
That's hover.com. If you own a domain name, if you're looking to buy a domain name, look no further than hover.com. If you go to hover.com/matmen, you get 10% off your first purchase. They have an awesome promotion for the month of June. Now, I know many of us that watch the show have blogs, have websites. I buy vanity names. Like, I buy
Andrew's the best.com,
or I buy, like, a lot of my properties, like GFQ properties, other business properties. I own those domain names. Mm-hmm. But they're all over the place. You know, I have some with these guys. I have some with those guys. I think total domain names, I have almost 300,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to think about how much I spend on a domain name. And I know a lot of people do this as well, where they buy domain names all the time. Hover has a great deal for the month of June. If you transfer your existing domain name to Hover from any other service, which, by the way, transferring domain names to Hover, super easy. They do all the work. If you transfer your domain name in the month of June, Hover will give you 40% off. 40% off discount. The transfer itself is totally free. They don't charge you to bring in a domain name. But on top of that, you also get 40% off the price for an additional year of domain name service. Isn't that unbelievable? But what about the time remaining on my registration? Glad you asked. Thank you for asking that, Rich.
Was I supposed to ask about that?
You keep all your existing time that you have left on your domain name. You don't lose any time. So if you have like 8 months or 6 months or whatever it is, you still have that. And Hover will add another year on top of that. To learn more about transferring your domain name and to get 40% off an additional your additional year after you transfer it, then go to hover.com/transfermydomainname. That's hover.com/transfermydomainname. I want to thank Hover for supporting the show. So, where do you want to begin, Rich?
Let's talk about that go-home show for Extreme Rules. I'm kind of psyched about
Sunday's
this card.
Sunday's the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Are we going to do anything?
It's up to you, man.
I think we kind of should.
Yeah, we definitely should. We got to get back onto that Patreon.
Yeah. I think we should.
Maybe I'll have a white wine spritzer. I'm trying to get.
You know what the problem is?
Up. Yeah.
Drinking on Sundays.
Yeah.
Is a big day for me. That's like my drinking day.
Yeah.
And by the time it comes down to doing something, I'm inebriated.
Right.
And it gets very difficult to get motivated to do anything.
Right.
So
don't day drink.
I will not day drink. Will you day drink?
No.
Okay. We will both not day drink. Yeah. And we will do something on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. You mean Sunday night?
So, well, yeah, like 6 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we should do that.
Do the pre-show, like old school.
Do the pre-show. Go old school.
Post-show.
Go old school. Yeah.
We got to give. Listen, we got to give these Patreons their money's worth right now. We got some stuff. I got some stuff cooking too.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Go Home Show.
It was a solid Raw. I watched it back again last night, so it's kind of fresh in my head. Really like the main event, and I feel like, you know, obviously there's a reason why these two guys are on top, but I think that might be one of the programs going forward.
For who?
For
Roman and
Seth, because they put on such a good match.
Yeah,
it's still a good,
very
feud.
Good match.
The Balor Joe Wyatt match,
very good,
was a lot of fun.
You know what? This was the first time I saw Finn look like a star since he came back.
Right.
You know, he's back in the group. Like he was doing it.
I agree completely, and also like, it's the subtle things he does that gets the crowd so amped up.
Yeah.
You know, he's not doing much, but what he's doing is a lot. You know what I mean? And I think that transitions very well. Joe's amazing. Bray Wyatt's amazing. It was a great three-way match. You know, they're teasing this stuff out. I think they're just testing the waters. They're like, okay, where can we go in the future with all these guys? I kind of wish Dean Ambrose wasn't in that Miz feud because it's starting to lose a little luster.
With who?
The Miz?
Yeah. Dean stepped it up too the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He's kind of back, you know. I've always said that about Dean, how he gets a little lazy.
Yeah.
He gets a little slow in the ring.
I'm hoping that he gets put back in that main event picture. Again, like as a fanboy's dream, I want that Shield reunion versus OG
you
Bullet
really
Club.
You really want that. You really, really want that Shield reunion.
Shield reunion versus Anderson, Gallows, and Balor.
I'm going to tell you something.
Come on.
I would think it's really cool. When I see it, I'm like, oh, okay, they're doing the spot.
Yeah.
But I think that they teased it and they've done those Shield reunions so often.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't do it for me.
You know what? They do like, they kind of let you down with the teases, I feel. Because they'll do the one spot.
One spot.
And that's it.
But,
you know?
But that's, you know what it is, though? If you're going to do that one spot, that should continue on, right? Like now, it's always like in a three-way match that they're having. But that one spot should begin like a little Shield run for a couple months, you know, maybe like through the summer, and then it could turn into something else. Like that's the way to do it. And honestly, if you want to get Roman over as a face again,
exactly,
that's how you do it.
The other thing with that is like if they do it right, and just have them look even more badass than they originally were, like just have Dean come out with like a spray painted bulletproof vest, you know, where that says like DA on it, or like Seth in like complete camo, it would look awesome if they did it right, versus again Gallows, Anderson, and Balor, which would be an unstoppable team as well, you know. And I feel like they're gonna do something with Joe and Bray as far as like teaming them up goes, because like they have chemistry, surprisingly. I like it's good that those guys have chemistry together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think they've ever really wrestled, right?
Who?
Samoa Joe and Bray Wyatt.
Samoa Joe and Bray Wyatt have. No.
Right?
No. I don't think so.
But good chemistry right off the bat. And that's very important. Miz is killing it. I think Miz is going to win on Sunday.
Miz is going to win the title. How is he going to win the title?
Screw finish.
Yeah. Of course. Something. Brian Alvarez had a great finish for this where Maurice, like, DQs Miz. I'm sorry, he DQs Dean by, like, hitting Miz.
Right.
And then they do, like, a restart. Something like that will happen. It has to be.
So, it's kind of interesting because, like, they're not doing very much extreme stuff on this pay-per-view. You have Rich Swann and Sasha versus Noam Dar and Alicia in a mixed tag match.
Weird.
I feel like it's a little bit of a demotion for Sasha.
Yeah. Until she gets back.
Yeah.
They're going to come up with something.
They're having her dance at Rich Swann, man. Like, this is a women's champion. Isn't that a little weird?
They have nothing for her, I guess. I don't know. Apparently, they don't have anything for Bailey and Alexa also, which is terrible.
How did you like that?
I thought it was abysmal.
Yeah.
It was abysmal, and it shows how good Alexa Bliss is, because she tried to make it work.
Yeah.
And so hard. And it was so abysmal, even with a really good Alexa Bliss on the mic. Imagine what it would have been with somebody else. It was the kiss of death, that segment. It was convoluted.
Very cringeworthy.
It was cringy. It made no sense.
Yeah.
I did not... It made Bayley really look like a loser.
Well, I mean, that was the point.
I know, but that shouldn't be the point, right? Yeah. The point should be, my God... Alexa Bliss is vile. We don't believe in any of this. And at the end, all I could think of was, wow, this segment sucked.
It's mean
girls. Alexa was really good, even though it was terrible. Like, she tried. And, God, Bailey is such an idiot.
I think they cut a lot of it from Hulu.
Did that? I didn't see it on Hulu. I saw the actual thing, and that's the moment that it fell apart for me. I'm going to tell you, We pride ourselves by enjoying wrestling
absolutely.
And being positive, and you know, and that's the biggest complaint, compliment that you could give me is, I can't listen to your show. It's too positive. We get that a lot. But we also get a ton of, guys, you really love wrestling, and I love wrestling, and I don't want it to be just the shit show of just crapping on wrestling. When it's bad, it's bad, and we talk about it. When it's good, we talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't dwell on the negative. I try to come up with a solution, right?
Right.
When I'm looking at wrestling like that. Because at the end of the day, I don't do things I don't like. And if I hated wrestling, I wouldn't watch it anymore.
And we wouldn't be doing the show.
And we wouldn't be doing the show. Right. This is how I see it. And a lot of people cannot see that. A lot of podcasts can't see that. And they do a podcast just to shit on the product. They think that's the way to get over. And you know what? Honestly, if we just sat here and raved on complaints, I guarantee our viewership would be way higher.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's not the type of show I like to do.
No, that's kind of a funny thing that you mentioned, too, because I've noticed that a lot lately, where it's like the dudes who really shit on stuff have such a fan following.
Yeah.
Other dudes who are like,
listen, that's cool. Listen, that's
Roman
cool.
Reigns.
I get that. I get that whole thing. You know, some people like to do that, and that's cool, and that's their deal, and they do well with it. That's not the approach I'm taking, because it's easy to shit on things. But at this moment, I do have to shit on this. That segment was a great example of the convolutedness of this writing, of what they think people want to see, of execution. There is a major problem from getting from point A to point C.
Do you think this was a hands-on Vince one where he was like, this will be great?
No, I think this is this is like way too many hands. This is like,
make them make out.
You know what it did? It made me hate Bailey.
Right.
It was a totally the opposite message. It made me hate just the whole thing. I'm like, ugh, I was so grossed by all of it.
Holmes says the answer is a Braun panties match.
That's never going to happen.
It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again, Cole.
I also wouldn't want to see that.
I wouldn't want to see that. I don't want to see Bailey sexified at all.
Right, exactly.
Ever.
I think that's a very important thing. I think that's why they did this.
But with Bailey, it's self-explanatory. Cute girl next door.
Right.
Not the hottest girl, but pretty good, pretty enough. Really cool personality. You want to hang out with her.
Probably makes really good cookies.
I want to play my fucking Super Nintendo and hold hands.
Right.
That's all I want to do with her. I don't even want to touch boob. I just want to hold hands with her.
Right.
And then have her go home and say, goodbye, Mr. Bailey, and see the father, you know?
Goodbye, Mr. Bailey.
You know, that's what I want. What they've done is the over-explanation.
So her first name is Itz. Right?
It's
Bailey.
Bailey. It's Bailey. Mr. Bailey. Yeah. What they've done is they go, okay, this is cool. They didn't even have to explain how that's her character. Just that's the character she became. Mm-hmm. But now it's that over-explanation aspect where no. But I don't think they get what a loser she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a boyfriend. And now they're going to have her make out with Roman Reigns. And then he's going to look in the mic, grab her ass and say, believe that.
Play some bongos
and
on
then,
her butt.
And then everybody's going to lose their minds. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to get really terrible. It's going to get terrible.
Who's it going to be that kisses Bailey on WWE TV?
Okay.
Honestly, before the switch, I would have put money on Xavier. as that guy.
You know who I say? Who? First kiss.
Seamus.
Nope.
Dean.
Nope.
Who?
James Ellsworth.
Well, I mean, it has to be on Raw.
It'll happen.
No.
Who's going to be Bayley's first kiss? Let's. It's going to be. It's going to be someone really geeky.
This is the lead up. By the
way, you know what it would be? It would have been Daniel Bryan. If Daniel Bryan was like didn't become Daniel Bryan, it would be like a Daniel Bryan type.
Jack Gallagher's a good one.
Jack Gallagher. Who's going
to... Raw roster. Raw roster.
Raw roster.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Akira Tozawa.
Akira Tozawa. Bayley's first kiss on Raw. Because
they're going to do that.
It's going to be Enzo. Enzo.
Oh, I can't see that happening.
It's going to be someone terrible for her. And that's going to be the whole thing where everybody's telling her he's not. It's like George Costanza became the bad boy.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that segment. It's going to be like a guy that's like bad.
If that's the case, it's going to be Braun Strowman.
It's going to be a cool. You know what? No, I would have said Finn Balor.
Gallows.
It's going to be it's going to be Gallows. Yeah.
Gallows would be great. I could see I feel like they can't do Balor because he's dating
dating Charlie too.
Oh, really?
Is it Charlie? Which one is he dating? Charlie or the other one?
Bray Wyatt, Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson's married, so they can't do that.
That's Jinder Mahal.
Perfect.
I want that to happen.
I'm the make out Raja.
Make out Raja.
Kathy Kelly.
Kathy Kelly. Okay.
So, but that's gonna happen. That's a weird eventuality that I see happening, and I also see like a weird relationship turn with Alexa Bliss, where she's gonna get. It's gonna be like the Trish Stratus Christian thing with them two. You remember that? Chris Stratus. Was it Trish Stratus, Jericho, and Christian?
Oh God, it's gonna be Ric Flair.
Oh boy.
It's old man make out. Terrible. I don't know, but either way, this whole thing has made me really. It's killed Bayley for me. Okay. It's killed the whole thing. It made me so uncomfortable.
You think she's winning on Sunday? She has to. Right?
She has to. Yeah, okay. She kind of has to.
Yeah, it's Jericho, Christian, Jericho, Trish, Christian, and Lita.
Yeah.
IC
says Xavier while Finn watches.
Let's see. What else do we have? We have the Hardys versus Cesaro and Sheamus in a cage match. I'm excited about the cage match, and I'm excited about the Hardy Boys in a cage match. I like Cesaro, but his light is fading in my eyes.
Oh, Cesaro. I kind of like them as a heel. I don't mind. I don't mind this team. Like, you know, it's pretty cool. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing with this.
I want them broken.
You want them broken, but it's not going to get broken until they figure out what's happening with Impact.
They're going to call them something different, like the Busted Hardys.
They're going to call them something dilapidated, or who knows? I don't know. But they're going to do something. They have to, because this nostalgia act is going to start falling. Yeah. I thought Jeff looked great in the ring the other day.
He's awesome, man.
That swan time was beautiful. I mean, he really, it's amazing considering this guy has killed himself for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still... You know, he's still matter. He's still freaking Jeff Hardy.
Hey man, I'm still Jeff Hardy.
He's still Jeff Hardy.
My Jeff Hardy impression.
That's a good Jeff Hardy. Actually.
Hey man, it's also my Matthew McConaughey.
it's also very good.
Hey man,
Deacon is spreading rumors that Jeff failed a wellness test. That is not true at all.
That guy's been sober. Yeah, and what's his name too? Jinder has come out and been like, dude, I get tested all the time. Like,
Jinder has not got him popped. That's all I'm gonna say. Listen, all of these guys are tested. And guess what? They all pass.
Yeah.
They're not taking USADA tests. They should not. They're entertainers. And I know a lot of people are freaking out about Jinder getting jacked up and the back knee and everything. The guy changed his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with what he's doing.
No, not at all.
He's working out. He's getting pumped. He's taking supplements, I'm sure. I don't know for a fact. I'm not accusing a guy of anything. But being in the fitness world, my entire life, I kind of understand how you develop a body like that, and it's not by just eating chicken and rice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a very complicated process. So, when these internet jabronis talk about steroids, they're thinking of 1970s, 1980s injecting needles in your butt.
Right.
That's not their TRT is an amazing thing, and supplements and HCG and HGH. I mean, there's multiple ways to get pumped up.
It's not a needle in your body anymore.
Yeah. I'll go ahead, Rich.
I want to see them broken.
I do too.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Neville versus Austin Aries in a submission match. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Aries has to win it.
Yeah, these guys always have the potential to steal the show, but there's just some, there's just like a stigma with that division, you know, that like, and Jericho actually said this not too long ago where he was like, you know what, guess what? When the Cruises were on Nitro, nobody gave a shit either.
Nobody gave, yeah.
You know?
No, that is true. Everybody said it was great matches, but nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
You think if they did a Cruiserweight show, it would have been, do you remember when the Cruises came out? It was the first match, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember watching it because it was started 8 when it went 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch it and I would say, wow, that was a good match. And that was it.
I wouldn't
go crazy because I want to see Hoovy in a match.
Yeah, see, you know what I mean? I love the Cruises, and the Cruises really stole WCW for me.
But it was,
but again, like I'm a different fan than the Fairweather fan.
And
you know?
Let's remember this: the Cruises were doing stuff that you will never see in a main event.
Right.
You were never going to see Hulk Hogan and Bret the Hitman Hart do the shit that the Cruises were doing.
Hurricane Rana and each other.
Now, I would give anything to see Hulk Hogan do a Hurricanrana.
Has Hogan ever done a Hurricanrana?
No.
You think? All right. Because John Cena's done it.
He's done an Enziguri.
Okay.
And a very good Enziguri,
yes,
actually.
Yeah. Giant Enziguri.
Yeah, giant Enziguri. I've seen him do an Enziguri. have we seen him go up to the top turnbuckle?
I don't leave my feet, brother. Stay planted, brother.
But you know what it is? Like, we never saw. Like, now you go to the main roster. You go to, like, the top of the roster. These guys are flying and jumping and spinning, and it's the same. They're doing more than the Cruisers, so there's really, they're just little guys at this point.
Yeah. There needs to be, like, Tozawa, I think, is...
Kane did a Hurricanrana.
Did he?
Yeah.
Big
Show, too.
Tozawa, I think, is, like, the Cruiser you want. You know what I mean? Because, like, he's doing the cool stuff. He's doing, like, the cool jumpy stuff, like, how he floated through Brian Kendrick through that table last week. Unbelievable. I guess when Metallic clears up his issues, when he comes back, that's going to be awesome. But it's interesting how they just haven't used, they introduced all these guys on Raw, right? At one point. And they're just using Noam Dar, Cedric, Brian Kendrick.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not really rotating them too well, you know?
No.
Like, I want to see Lince Dorado. I want to see Grand Metallic. I want to see all these dudes go at it. I want to see Drew Gulak.
Yeah.
I think they immediately just
Where's Tony Nese?
Right, Tony Nese, again.
Where is he?
I don't know. I feel like Drew Gulak just automatically became a trainer and producer.
Yeah,
like, put a suit on, you're producing all these matches.
Is he producing the matches?
I don't know.
I know that they were hiring him to be a trainer.
But he's super solid.
Yeah,
you know?
Very good. Drew Gulak is a great worker.
All right, so, and then we have the main event, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt versus Samoa Joe in a fatal five-way Extreme Rules match to determine the number one contender.
So that match is going to be great.
Yes.
Do you like it when it's like a lot of people in those matches?
Oh, yeah. Something like this, absolutely.
It's a lot of people. How many? It's five people?
Five people.
It's a lot of people.
It's going to be fun.
There's going to be a lot of segments where like people are just laying on the ground.
I think there's going to be a lot of surprises. I think between the five of these guys, they're going to find very innovative ways to use the crap that's under the ring all the time.
Yeah.
Candlestick chair, bull rope or whatever.
I'm going to tell you right now, ladder. Finn Balor's going to do a stomp with a table on someone.
Yeah. I say off a ladder.
Off a ladder.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that move.
Why?
I really hate that move.
The coup de grace. Why?
It's very dangerous,
because
I feel like he's going to lose his footing one day and break his ankle.
Okay.
It's not impactful at all.
Fucking pants shitter, man. Imagine if you had a full stomach and he just landed on your guts.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I really think they need to change that move. It's not... It's not one of these moves where, like, you could whip it out and, like, finish the guy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Everybody has, like, boom, you can hit him at any time. Like, it takes, like, a while. You got to get to the top. The guy has to be laying. You got to hit him. And
it's like sweet chin music.
Sweet chin music could come from anywhere, though.
Yeah, but the build-up to the sweet chin music, tuning up the band and the whole thing and the prone opponent, it's almost the same thing, you know? Where, like, he has to get lucky in those situations, but I bet you they're going to switch it, much like they switched Neville's finisher.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's cool for the time being, and then you need something that snaps.
You need something that snaps,
you know? Curb stomp.
The curb stomp was cool. That was a cool finisher.
But he also had Bloody Sunday too, which I don't think he's used on WWE television.
He could have called something else. Raw. No, he used it in NXT.
1916.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's used it on Raw since he's been there. So
yeah, maybe not. Interesting.
But the coup de grace looks amazing.
It's all right. It's not bad. Yeah. It's just a, I don't know how long he's going to do that move. Who do you think is going to win?
Honestly, I really do think it's going to be between Balor and Rollins. And it's going to be like a one and done match at SummerSlam. Or whatever the next, but whatever
Balor
the next
and Rollins. Balor and Rollins. Balor and Rollins. Let me see.
Yeah.
I see Balor.
Okay.
Does Balor beat Brock Lesnar?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
So what happens at SummerSlam?
I think, is that the next Raw? Is it?
Wait a minute. Is this a SummerSlam match? It is. No, it's the next pay-per-view.
Is it Extreme Rules and then.
There's another one.
Money in the Bank. And then SummerSlam? Because Money in the Bank is in July.
There's another Raw.
Maybe I'm wrong.
There's another Raw. Is that June 8th? Whatever. Yeah. July something pay-per-view? Great Balls of Fire.
Right?
Jesus Christ, that piece of crap name.
Yes, that's going to be great. But again, you don't know. Like, I feel like in this match, it's anybody's ball game. Like, every one of these guys has a good stake to win. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense for any of these guys to win.
I would love to see Joe win.
Right, me too.
Okay. I want to see Joe and Brock. I want to see Rollins and Brock.
Right.
I want to see Finn and Brock. I want to see
all these dudes go up against Brock
Lesnar. Except for
Roman Reigns?
Bray.
Really?
Don't care to see it.
See, I'd like to see that. But I feel like with Bray and his promos, Brock is just 24/7 spooky fingers. You know what I mean?
Because here's the thing. Whatever happens, still to this day, it's the Brock and Braun match is what's set. That's mm-hmm. That match is going to happen.
For SummerSlam. Right.
So, do you have Braun beat Brock at SummerSlam? I mean, you kind of have to.
Why?
One, because you can't have the title off TV for a year.
Screw finish.
You know what I mean? He has to drop that title to someone.
Mm-hmm.
So either he drops it at this pay-per-view, and then that takes a lot of the... And then you got Braun and Brock with no title, which is fine.
Right.
I think Brock needs to lose.
Okay.
He needs to lose against Braun, because then you're going to kill Braun.
Mm. Well, you could also, like... There's a lot of interesting things you could do with this, where I think at the Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view, let's say... Whoever it is, let's say Roman wins or let's say Finn wins or whatever. I feel like the ending to that Brock Lesnar match is going to be Braun returning and costing the title. Or costing the title or just getting the match DQ'd. You know what I mean? So, for example, let's say Finn Balor wins 5-way Extreme Rules match. He wins by DQ, so he has a win over Brock Lesnar.
But do you want to see? Want to see Brock and Braun for the title?
I feel like that's what they want everybody to see. They want the two bigs going.
Also, the
other
problem is Braun has been off TV for a while. How is the heat and the pop going to be when he comes back? How is the reaction going to be when he comes back? Because remember, the audience, it's a very short term memory.
Mm-hmm.
They get hot, they go away, and they're like, oh, crap, forget it. We don't care about him anymore. Yeah. He's not the flavor of the month. You know, WWE did a very good job of moving the attention from Braun after, you know, he was getting people loving him to Jinder now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very good. If you noticed that, it was kind of simultaneously happening.
Yeah, I feel like Jinder is very close to turning super face, by the way, just because how big of a build he has. You know? Yeah, and plus, like, Randy Orton, again, very, very heelish. He's always very heelish.
Always. He needs to be a heel. He can't be a face. He really shouldn't.
You want to talk about SmackDown?
Let's talk about SmackDown.
Opening match, excellent. Opening segment, tag team Sami Zayn and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kevin Owens and...
What'd you think of it?
Baron Corbin.
Can we talk about Nak?
Sure, let's do it.
A little bit, okay. I'm going to present my words carefully here.
Please.
So there's been a lot of... discussion over Nakamura.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of it is negativity.
Correct.
From people saying, I don't get this guy. I don't like him. I don't care. What are they doing? What is this? Mm-hmm. And I want to explain this to people. If you're not familiar with Shinsuke Nakamura previous to WWE, you're not going to really understand a lot of it. Okay.
Right.
Number one. I get that. And I advise people that say Nakamura, he doesn't do anything, to go and watch, or he's not great, I don't understand the hype, to go and watch some of his stuff. I posted at AJ Styles' versus Nakamura match
oh, yes.
from Wrestle Kingdom last year. And people were shocked that this match has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They were like, I had no idea that this match happened.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was a really good match. And then I posted like other stuff that he's done throughout the year. But Nakamura is a very interesting wrestling personality.
Right.
Because since he came over, he realized that he was banged up when he came over and he needs to do a little bit less than he was doing. And he did a little bit less. But if you look at Nakamura, what is the best match he's had in the WWE?
Oh, best that's match. Tough. That's tough to say because like...
I'll tell you, Sami Zayn. His
first Sami
match.
Zayn match. I really like the series with Joe.
It was good. The series with Joe was really good.
That last Bobby Roode match is pretty good, too. And the first Bobby Roode match is good, too, when he dropped the title.
Has he had a bad match?
No.
Does not exist. I saw him at a house show. We saw him at a house show yeah. in the Garden Theater, and he did very little,
mm-hmm.
and he had a very good match.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
So that speaks as to his level. I think the problem, we have two problems here. One, people are not familiar with what he's done. Two,
people are racist.
You know what, though? I think that kind of plays a part in it.
Yeah. That's the gender thing, too.
Yeah. Two, we like to build people mm-hmm. and we like to break them down.
Yeah.
The same people that are crapping on him. And I looked at what these people are writing because I'm curious. I got really interesting. They were all over him coming. Oh my God, this is going to be awesome. This is great. I love him. I love him. I love him. Love him. And then now it's like, I'm joining the bandwagon and I'm crapping on him. But here's when I defend them. Yes, he has not done much. Two, the WWE is, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But there is a certain level of, he's great and he's a superstar.
Right.
Like, this guy's a top guy. That is where I question what's going to happen with him.
Okay.
Because now they're calling him the rock star. They're calling him the artist.
Yeah.
They tried to do this with AJ Styles. You know, he was going to be the Pitbull.
Right.
And thank God that went away.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if AJ Styles was not the phenomenal one? He was the Pitbull AJ Styles?
Yeah, no. I think he still would have gotten over. I think same thing with Nakamura. That dude's going to get over eventually.
He is over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
But there's a level here
mm-hmm.
that they have to be very careful with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're overthinking it. They're overproducing it. Why can't he be the King of Strong Style? He was the King of Strong Style in NXT.
Could be copyright. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. King of Strong Style.
On commentary, but it could be like...
No, they were shirts. They made King of Strong Style.
That's right. Yeah,
they made
Strong Style is here shirts.
But they were still talking about Strong Style.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be very careful with the way they're positioning it. With that said, him versus Kevin Owens is the potential to beat his best match
yes.
in this company.
I agree.
Because these two have worked together in the past in Ring of Honor, if you have not seen it. Phenomenal match, great mm-hmm. match. I think this will be the moment people are like, okay, he turned it up.
Yeah.
He took it from, I mean, you remember, all this guy's doing is like a 6. He's at a 6.
Yeah.
He has not turned that up to a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till he puts it up to a 9.
Exactly.
It puts it up to an 8, and you see mm-hmm. how good he is.
The interesting thing about this is we're leading up, I guarantee you, SummerSlam match will be Nakamura versus AJ Styles. Because
Mania.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Nock takes the US title from Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Right?
Who does he feud with afterwards?
Friendly challenge from AJ Styles for the US title. Face versus face in like a SummerSlam dream match.
Let's do this. Hold on. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this, man. You taking out a gun?
I'm taking out my gun. Let's do this. Okay.
Write it down.
So I'm going to write this down. So we have AJ.
Yeah. Styles.
AJ.
Right.
We got Nock.
Uh-huh.
We got Owens.
Yeah. Andrew's terrible handwriting, by the way.
I have beautiful handwriting. No, this is my point. I have beautiful handwriting.
You lefties.
We got Owens. We got Orton.
Yeah.
Yes. Who else do we have?
Sami Zayn.
Zayn.
Jinder. Baron Corbin. And I'll throw Ziggler in there, too.
Is this the top? Am I missing anybody, guys?
These are the top guys.
These are the top guys right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the top. Oh, we got... Oh, no, I forgot who else. Cena.
Okay.
He's coming back July 4th for the July 4th show. So, This is your top guy.
Yeah.
This is your top. So you got Knock and Owens.
Yeah.
At the next pay-per-view for the US title. Then you got Orton Jinder, right?
Well, this has to be at after Money in the Bank, because all these dudes are in Money in the Bank.
Okay, so yeah, so this is after. Who wins Money in the Bank?
I think Kevin Owens is going to win Money in the Bank.
Owens wins Money in the Bank.
Yeah. And that also, then he has to drop that US title. I think he's going
to
drop
I would like to see Owens with Money in the Bank. I don't want to see Styles with Money in the Bank.
No.
He doesn't need it. He still, remember, he never got his number one contendership.
Right.
He never got his match. Or Corbin wins Money in the Bank. That's another one.
I don't want to see him with a briefcase.
He'll look like a dad.
Somebody posted a great shot that it's not going to be a briefcase. It's going to be a USB stick.
A USB stick, yeah. Okay, so SummerSlam on this side. When is Orton Jinder? Is that Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank.
Okay. Orton wins.
I think Jinder retains.
Jinder retains, and then setting up Cena Jinder.
Exactly.
And Cena wins for the 17th
SummerSlam. Cena versus Jinder. And this will be after the Indian expansion.
Okay, I got it. They're not doing an India tour.
No.
No. Jinder Cena SummerSlam title. Cena comes in. That is the SummerSlam. That is Vince McMahon's wet dream SummerSlam.
Absolutely.
SummerSlam is about Summer's about America in Vince's mind.
Hard dudes.
He comes out, muscle guy, you got the foreign heel, you got in New York.
It's Hogan chic, man.
It's Hogan chic.
At Madison's and Barclays Center.
Look, I'm getting goosebumps already. You got Cena coming in with the fucking US everything, waving the flag.
Shit.
Or what if Hogan comes in for I can't talk about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that rumor's out there already.
Well, I heard it's happening.
Yeah?
Yeah, yes. Hogan comes in. This is it. This is the Hogan save that I've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
Cena's down. One, two. Here comes Hogan. Pulls them out. No, you can't, brother.
Oh, dude. That, I think, again, if that happened at the Barclays Center where it's Cena versus...
Finish.
Cena versus Jinder, and then somehow Hogan is there.
Okay, you keep the title on Jinder, DQ finish.
Yep.
They're beating up on Cena, and here comes Hogan, huffing and puffing down. That arena explodes.
Yep.
He does the woof-woof, throws the guy out, whatever, and then a big slam, and Cena does the leg drop.
Yeah.
Hogan doesn't do it. And then you go, that's it. Finish. That's the end. And then pyrotechnics, U.S. flag, fucking bald eagles flying around the goddamn arena.
Greatest thing in the world.
Greatest finish.
Because you want, I feel like that's, it's smart because that's a good lead up and that's what you want.
Hogan flying on a giant bald eagle down to the ring.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. That's the finish.
But yeah, SummerSlam, Cena versus Jinder, man.
Cena versus Jinder and Cena wins.
Don't put the title back on Randy. That was a very
I think what's going to happen, you're going to get, Randy's going to go with whoever's not being used. So I think it's going to be Randy and AJ need a program.
Yeah. That's never happened.
So I'm going to go with Randy and AJ. So we got Knock Owens.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Knock Owens. When do you take the title off of Owens?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
Does someone cash in?
He's got to win the Money in the Bank, right?
Unless you had Corbin win Money in the Bank.
This is my extra SummerSlam plan.
Yeah.
At the end of Cena versus Jinder, here comes Kevin Owens. Cashes in that Money in the Bank, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could do it, too.
This is pure fandom, by the way. This is pure, like, fan fiction
is all fan fiction, yeah. We're doing a bracket.
This, to me, it gives me chills.
A good lineup. Look, AJ Orton,
Knock
Owens, Jinder Cena.
And Sami Zayn, Baron. You keep that going.
You could keep it going. Yeah, Sami, Baron. Ziggler is gone. Dead.
Hogan drops a leg on
Hogan
him backstage.
Drops it, yeah.
Sorry, brother.
Listen, this is going to be... this is fine booking. I'm okay with this. I would save AJ and Knock.
Yeah.
I think what you're going to have to do is... There's going to be a wrestle. There's going to be a moment in the Rumble with those two.
Okay.
And AJ will cost Knock.
The Rumble?
The Rumble.
Okay. And then we get
maybe
AJ.
Maybe AJ wins. Maybe AJ wins.
I'd
Rumble.
Like that. That would be cool.
Who won the Rumble last year? Orton? Yeah. Orton won.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, I thought it was very well done how Orton won that one.
Did he win?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I was actually pleased on how they booked that Rumble. Very well done.
Why don't I remember that?
I don't remember much either. That's what I remember. It was actually a decent Rumble. I enjoyed it. And okay. They didn't do too many surprises, I remember.
Yeah, I want more surprises. This is also, if we can go back to the fantasy booking of Cena versus Jinder at the Barclays Center, that is also one of the things where, you were saying, how do you make Roman face? Put him with the Shield. How do you make Cena face? Have him come out versus Jinder Mahal.
Unless the crowd turns and you start chanting for Jinder.
That'd be amazing,
that'd
too.
That'd be like amazing,
that's
too.
That's money. Yeah. It's all money. They even gave Jinder a shirt, and they're very hesitant to give heel shirts sometimes. But they gave him a shirt right out the bat.
You're a champion. You got to get something. Yeah. Just says Jinder on it.
They also saw 1.3 billion sales in India for that shirt, probably.
It's not available.
Really?
In India, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a little.
It says the modern day Maharaja on
it. Is that what it says?
Yeah, and I think it's got like a Taj Mahal on it or something.
No, it does not.
Yeah, and like an elephant. No, it does.
Let's see.
I'm not being racist. That's the truth, man. The truth, Ruth.
All right, let's see this shirt. Where's WWE shop? How do I get to the shop?
Just type www.shop.com, man.
I'm looking at a picture. Throwback tees. It's a picture of Steve. Oh, my God. The Steve Austin Venom shirt is available.
The one with the snake arms?
Yeah.
That's my least favorite Austin shirt.
Oh, that was terrible. Where's the Jinder shirt? Jinder Mahal. Shot by Superstar. Yeah, it says modern day Maharaj. It's Taj Mahal with a freaking elephant. You're right.
See? That's, you know.
Who's buying this shirt?
The colors are nice. I guarantee, I feel like within the next 2 weeks, I'll see two of those on the street.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Oops.
I like this. I like how this is going to work on this side.
And then Jinder kisses Bailey.
And then Jinder kisses Bailey.
You've come to me.
My God, they do have a lot of retro. They have the Austin and remember the Cyborg one?
Yes.
They have that.
Make out the Raja.
They don't have the 316 one? Get out of here.
Nah.
How do you not have the original Austin 316 shirt?
It'll come back. I'd like to see come back as a vintage shirt.
Did not want to do that shirt?
I'm sure.
He did not understand why you would want letters, and he said...
You mean numbers?
No. Just like word. His idea was you need everybody's face on a t-shirt.
Okay.
And I think it was Bruce Pritchard. He's like, Vince, people don't want to walk around with like a bald guy on their shirt.
Right.
Like, there's nothing cool about walking around with another dude on your shirt.
Right.
And they finally convinced him, and that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the NWO shirt that really changed everything.
Okay. Yeah.
They do have the Austin 316 one, but it has a skull in the back. I just wanted to say Austin 316
no,
on the front.
That was the original shirt.
That with the skull on the back?
Yeah, with the skull with the blue smoke.
And then they have the what? They have the what one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Austin 316 and take away the stupid trademark logo.
No, you have to have it. I have one of the original shirts. I also have one of the original Cactus Jack shirts.
You do, yeah.
Which they're selling again now on Pro Wrestling Tees.
The cactus shirt?
And you can buy one of those in one of our shirts on Pro Wrestling
Tees. You can
buy
one of ours.
We have many shirts, and you guys should buy them all.
All right, so this is working out to be pretty good. What was the main event on SmackDown?
The main event on SmackDown was Ziggler versus Styles, and Ziggler won with a Sweet Chin Music. But it was a good finish because he kicked him in the back of the head. AJ went for the forearm. Ziggler knocked him off the rope. AJ got tangled in the rope. He hit him in the back of the head with sweet Zig music.
Is that what they call it?
That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah. And that was the finish?
And that was the finish, which is good. People are bitching about that. Like, oh, why? And like, listen, man, like AJ needs a loss.
Yeah.
You know? Like at this point, the dude's like.
But you know what? Though? They've booked him really well.
Absolutely.
AJ Styles. I think he's one of the few people that they've done a really good job with.
Every top guy on SmackDown is booked very well. Baron Corbin is booked well.
Yeah.
Zayn is booked well. Kevin Owens, Nakamura, they're all booked extremely well. It's a tight show. And SmackDown, also the more international of the shows. If you think about it.
What do you mean?
Look at all your guys, right? You have Canadians. You have an Indian. You have a Snake Man.
You got a Snake Man, yeah, from Snake Island, yeah.
You have a redneck.
You got a redneck.
Is Baron Corbin a redneck?
No, I don't even. I think he's from like Minnesota.
He's from Kansas.
Is he from Kansas? Yeah.
You have a Japanese dude.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You got the colognes.
Got the colognes. Listen, can we talk about how great the Fashion Police bits are?
Oh, they're great. It's excellent.
Did you see the one on Thursday?
No, I did not see the bit on Thursday. I saw them get beat up.
It was Fandango as a detective with a trench coat and fedora. And he finds their office has been ransacked. And they find cologne on the floor, so they automatically think it's the colognes.
Okay.
Which is pretty hysterical in and of itself. I was watching that bit, and I was like, yo, once Hollywood sees Fandango, he's going to be making movies for the rest of his career. Guarantee it. That dude's hysterical.
Can we talk about Goldust, how great he is again?
Huh.
I'm looking at the promo now.
Hold on. Do you like the counteract with R-Truth doing Sam Jackson lines?
Okay, so I didn't see that part. Okay. I haven't seen the Goldust promo from last week, but everybody said it was great.
Yeah, it was good.
How creepy is Goldust going to be in this match? You think he's going to, like...
Old school.
Old school, like, no underwear?
Old school, like, floppy gold and silver outfit with the star. Wig. I want the wig.
You want the wig? I want the wig, too.
I want the full robe.
Yeah.
And I want, what's Terry Reynolds to come out with a cigar?
Where is Terry Reynolds?
You know who they should put with him? Summer Rae.
With Goldust.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Right? Just put Summer Rae with Goldust, have her do the whole Terry Reynolds bit. Just
with the cigar and everything.
Yep, like he found his new, like, vixen or whatever.
I want him to pin. Remember how he used to pin
them?
He used to do 69 on top of him? I want that pin.
I think we'll get it. I think we'll get, like, really creepy Goldust, androgynous Goldust.
I don't know how much they're going to take it, though. How far are they going to push it?
Listen, it's the modern era, man. You cannot gender specify people anymore. That's why androgyny is the perfect thing for Goldust.
Androgyny
right
is
now.
The perfect thing for Goldust.
Did you try to gender identify Goldust? No, you can't.
You're
not allowed to anymore.
You're not. So what is he?
Who cares? Who cares if he has to pin a dude by folding him up in half in a missionary position?
Oh my God, I'm watching him rub up on the Undertaker right now.
Oh, jeez.
And Undertaker just sat up. My God. He was so good, Goldust.
Mm-hmm.
He
made it work, and he's been making it work for 20-plus years. How amazing is that?
And he had the gold IC belt. I hope he wins the IC title and wears the gold IC belt.
One last time?
One last time.
I'd love a Miz Goldust feud. You know what? I'd love a Dean Goldust feud, man. That'd be great, too.
You know what? Goldust and Miz for the IC title with, you're right, as Summer Rae as Marlena.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Book it. Somebody's listening. Book it. I think that's going to be fun. R-Truth did a bit also where he talked about how he was like, I watch movies too. And he started quoting Sam Jackson lines, which I guess could work. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because they're both trying to be like movie guys. But you know what? Good for them. This is the most I've liked these guys in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Anything happen on NXT? No Way Jose returned.
Yeah, I didn't watch NXT.
You didn't watch NXT.
Sorry. Will Ospreay. Ospreay won the best of the Super Juniors A block.
A block, yeah. So who's B block?
Let's see. Let's try to get some stats on B block. Is it over yet or no?
No. It'll be over Saturday morning. And then we got Dominion next week.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Okay. And Dominion's the Okada Omega return, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be
okay,
sweet.
Okay, let's see. Right now, the ranking is the following. A block, Will Ospreay won. Second place, A block. It's Kushida isn't number one in B block, but it's really tied. So it's actually, this was very close. Will Ospreay had 10 points, Dragon Lee 8, Takahashi 8, Ricochet 8, Taichi 8, Marty Scurll 8, Takumi Shinoku 4, and Liger 2 points. And B block right now, which we're going to have that pay per view, B block is Kushida 8, Bushi 8. Taguchi 8, Kanemaru 8, Volador Jr. 6, Tiger Mask 4, 6, ACH 6, and El Desperado 6.
Taguchi. It's going to be Taguchi.
You think it's going to be Taguchi?
Yeah, for some reason, I feel like it's going to be Taguchi.
It's going to be... I think it's going to be Kushida.
It's time for the funky weapon, man.
No, it's going to be Kushida and Will Ospreay.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Taguchi. My money's on Taguchi.
Or listen, it could be Kanemaru. It could be it could be Bushi. How did Bushi get such a push in the best of Super Juniors? I do think that Marty Scurll should have been on the other block. I think it was a mistake by keeping him on the A block.
Yeah, but what are you gonna have? Like
the A block was the better block if you look at it.
Two British guys going for the best of Super Juniors.
Sure, why not? Will Ospreay may be second time winner.
That would be cool. Good for him. It just makes his stock rise higher. You know?
Yeah. Let's see. Is there any news on this? And then, so we got the Dominion show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the card is. How crazy will that match be?
I don't know, man. I have faith in both those guys, and I feel like Kenny Omega is like the master of kayfabe because he always kind of puts the he doesn't do the pro wrestling thing where he's like, oh, it's going to be great, brother. Oh, we're going to pull out all the stops, brother. Like, he came out and said, like, listen, I think it's too soon. We got to figure something out for this. I really think this should have been 6 months later, you know?
Yeah.
But the office was like, no, do it now.
Yeah.
You know? But again, what if he's just, he's messing with people?
Listen, I think that he has to win this, in my opinion. So here's what this is. Cody versus Mike Elgin in a singles match.
Great.
Roppongi Vice versus the Young Bucks for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Great.
War Machine versus Gorillas of Destiny.
Great.
Which I'm looking at, IWGP tag titles. Minoru Suzuki versus Hirooki Goto in a Lumberjack death match for the Never Openweight Championship.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Suzuki.
Naito versus Tanahashi.
Awesome.
For the IWGP IC title, which is falling apart, that belt. So it's like ripped.
They're not
pieces.
Even fixing it at
no,
this point,
it's just
right?
dead. And the main event, Okada versus Kenny Omega for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Do you think Kenny Omega would go so far as to be such a complete professional that he does, that him and Okada do the Savage Steamboat where Kenny or both of them come up with like a list of 105 moves?
And they just go through
and
1, 2, 3.
Go through them all.
No, they want to call a lot of this stuff. So here's the thing. Okay, let's see. Cody versus Mike Elgin. I'm going to go with Elgin. All right, let's do this.
I'll do Cody. I'm going with Cody.
Roppongi Vice versus the Young Bucks.
Young Bucks retain.
Young Bucks, no. Roppongi Vice is the champion right now.
Oh, okay.
I say Young Bucks win. War Machine versus Gorillas of Destiny. I say Gorillas of Destiny win.
Yeah, same.
Goto versus Suzuki. Goto, remember, Suzuki is the is the Never Openweight Championship. I say Goto wins.
I'm going with Suzuki on that.
Tanahashi versus
Naito.
Tanahashi is hurt.
Yeah.
So let's remember that. But I do think this is a good way to introduce a new title belt because I know that they're making new belts.
Yeah.
And Naito wins. I think Tanahashi wins.
Gets a new belt.
And Kenny Omega, Kazuchika Okada, I say Kenny Omega wins. And it's a total Bullet Club. This is the return of the Bullet Club.
This is the return of the Bullet Club. And also, this is Bullet Club coming to America as all champions.
As all the champions. Yep. Yeah. And you have Cody just lose. Cody's the only one.
No, Cody wins. Cody somehow gets a belt before the American show.
So this is going to be great for the U.S. show.
Yeah.
This is a great way to kind of introduce, you know, like Americans have taken over. We're going to America. It's the Bullet Club. They're cool. Too sweeting everybody at the end. This is good because the Bullet Club is kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
But by putting the titles on them, and this is a great way to reintroduce American guys in a Japanese product in America.
To America.
It's very good. I'm really pleased with this card. Six matches. And you know they're going to go long with these matches.
Absolutely.
So
it's going to be fun.
Very excited for this show. This is going to be next week, I believe, the 11th in Osaka Hall in Osaka, Japan. Very, very cool card. I'm very excited for this. Now, the question is, will they top the Wrestle Kingdom match?
I'm not going to put any faith in it. I just want to see it. I want to enjoy it for what it is.
I'm not going to judge it.
I don't like judging matches sometimes.
You know what? I don't like to go into a match being like, oh, this better be good.
So subjective. Yeah.
Again, first of all, we saw the debate over the Kenny Omega and Okada match where some people... You know, I really think, again, wrestling is subjective, and we say that every week, but the way people watch wrestling is also very subjective.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I watched with my dad, because he always watches wrestling. I think it was the Okada Omega match again with him. He goes, God damn, these guys are good.
Yeah.
And he's a body guy, you know? Like, he comes from that, like, Bruno generation and, you know, big dudes.
Okada's like a Japanese Bruno. He's a big douche.
Okada, how big is Okada? No, he's not
Okada's
that
like 6'2", man.
We need to put some muscle on this boy. He's 29 years old, this kid. I think we have to look at this and enjoy it for what it is. And there's different type of wrestling for everybody. Some people go to indie shows. Every freaking indie show. They love indie wrestling. They don't like the main card. That's fine. I go to indie shows too all the time. By the way, I will be at an indie show this Saturday. I'm going to be at Capital Wrestling live from Jersey City. A Cathedral Hall. You could go there. Tickets are still available. I will be there. I'm going to be helping produce the show.
Very cool. Behind the scenes. You're going to be like Road Dogg.
I'm going to be like Road Dogg. Yeah, I'm going to be in Gorilla. No, I'm going to be working with the guys there to help make sure the show goes off pretty well.
Cool.
Spencer Corbin says Cody's going to win in the match.
Spencer's a smart man.
He's a smart man. Harry Targinian says, come back for the funky weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that we have all these regulars here.
He's on my side with that.
Who, Harry?
That Taguchi's going
to
win.
You guys need to form a tag team.
Sure.
Harry Targinian is the color commentator for the card.
Very
the
nice. Show.
Yeah, play-by-play or color. I'm sorry, Harry. I forgot. You do both so well.
I think he does color.
He does color. Okay. Yeah. He does both so well. So it's gonna be a cool show, and the venue is absolutely stunning. Shin, I'm gonna be honest with you. In the chat room, people are asking me, and I've had this happen over and over and over again. People have asked me what's going on. What are your thoughts on what's going on with Wrestle Circus? I have no idea what's happened with Wrestle Circus. I've been disconnected for the last couple of days with a lot of the stuff. So if someone could fill me in. That'd be wonderful. I've seen people losing their goddamn minds over something that happened with Wrestle Circus, and I don't even... All day long, I've been asked from people to give me their... for me to give them an opinion on this, and I have no words. I don't know what's going on.
Let's look it up.
I haven't followed any of the Twitter nonsense.
That's all a lot of it is, right?
Nonsense. Yeah, I don't really get involved with the Twitter back and forth. So it's below me. To be honest, a lot of that nonsense is below me.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Anything else before we wrap up? Because you got to get out of here now.
I think we're good.
All right. Guys, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to all our podcasts. Subscribe to Mattman. We're available everywhere podcasts are available. We're also on YouTube. You could follow us on YouTube. I believe we're going to do YouTube Live. It's a whole bunch of stuff we're doing. We're going to maybe do the thing on Sunday. I think we should do the thing on Sunday.
Let's do the thing on Sunday.
Let's do the thing on Sunday. We're going to do a live show before the pay-per-view on Sunday. We have our Patreon set up, so go fund our Patreon, patreon.com/madmanpodcast. You could also fund us by buying t-shirts. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/madmanpodcast. Shin says... They're saying, hey, let's get 5,000 retweets and we'll put on a free show one day. Then the next day, they're like, hey, help us out, crowdfund to get the bigger venue with all these perks. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's a small business. So you try different things. And if one doesn't work, you try another one. What are you going to do?
Crowdfunding is dangerous.
It is.
You know, especially because
and everybody
like,
feels that they deserve something.
Well, it's also that. And it's also when there's too many cooks in the kitchen, you don't know where that money's going to go, you know? I'll use us as an example. Like, we're getting Patreon support. Subscribe to our Patreon, by the way, Madman Podcast. But this is after 5 years of us doing this, you know? And, you know, like, we need to put out better content.
Yeah.
Like, this Sunday, you know, we got some blogs coming. I got some videos happening. Yeah. But we appreciate your support. It's just weird when people just flip the switch like that, or they're like, no, let's do this. Let's do this now.
Yeah.
You know, why should we shell out money?
I think what happened with them is that they thought they could possibly get some, you know, they would put on a free show and they could put some money together. And then they were like, hey, no, but we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that was their plan to get some interested in now. Listen, it's wrestling. Yeah. This is how wrestling is.
Yeah.
It's a carny business. Literally, it's called Wrestle Circus. What do you want?
look at I feel like if you're gonna be an independent promotion, I would do exactly fine. Talk to Tommy Dreamer and do exactly what Tommy Dreamer does, because Tommy Dreamer pretty much puts his entire life on the line with every House of Hardcore show.
Yeah,
you know, like, he's taking out like loans, putting up his own money to fund it. You know, like, he's doing everything.
He's doing everything.
But the shows have been good, and he's selling out, and, you know, he's getting...
Tommy does a great job.
Tommy does a good job with all that stuff, you know? And I think that's the business model these guys should look at, you know? Like, how could we make this the best show ever, you know? And even on his shows, you know, it's not like... It's former main eventers, but you have a lot of indie guys, you know? But it's a solid group of dudes, you know? That we will show up.
Also, little shout-out to Wildcat Sports, our good buddy Stevie Richards. They're going to be at the ECW Arena, 2300, the historic 2300 arena in Philly. He is defending the Wildcat Sports Heavyweight Championship to Luke Hawks on June 10th. So if you are in the Philadelphia area, it should be a really good show.
It's going to be fun.
Stevie's been busting his ass. He's looking unbelievable. So, all right, guys, that's it for this week. Follow us on Twitter at Andrew Zarin, at BTC Rich, at Madman Podcast, and we'll see you all next time. Take care.